Chapter 3. What does playful learning in schools look and feel like? To help educators begin thinking about what playful learning looks and feels like in their school, we often engage in a word association exercise. We name a series of words, and we ask people to share what comes to mind when they hear each term. What comes to mind when you read the word cat? What about coffee or running? You get the idea. And then we ask, what comes to mind when you think about playful learning? In our show notes, you can see a word cloud of the typical responses we get when asking educators for their associations with playful learning. The size of the words in the word cloud reflects the number of people who responded with that word. Fun is often the top choice, followed by creativity, preschool, and laughter. Across sessions, these are some of the most common words, along with kindergarten, playground, and recess. While these associations make sense, playful learning involves more than young children and being outside. The ideas in this chapter may confirm, expand, and even challenge your associations with playful learning. Our goal is to lay the groundwork for you and your colleagues to come to a shared understanding of what playful learning involves in school. The second central question of our research is, what does playful learning in schools look and feel like? Remember the fourth Pedagogy of Play principle in Chapter 1? Playful learning is universal, yet shaped by culture. Understanding what playful learning looks and feels like in a particular setting, like your classroom or school, for example, can be informed by what research has discovered about its general features, as well as the specific goals and beliefs of your learning community. This understanding is a critical step in developing a pedagogy of playful teaching and learning, because it provides a shared reference point as you plan for and assess playful learning in your context. In this chapter, we present research findings that can support your efforts to reach this shared understanding, the cross-cultural indicators of playful learning. The cross-cultural indicators are a generalized explanation of playful learning based on our research in schools in Denmark, South Africa, the United States, and Colombia. After describing the research process that led to these indicators, we unpack the indicators, noting variations across the research sites. We conclude with thoughts about the type of teaching that supports playful learning and the implications of the cross-cultural indicators for your classroom and school. In the toolbox at the end of the Pedagogy of Playbook, we also include a playful learning indicator research guide to assist your community in defining what playful learning looks and feels like in your community. Cross-cultural indicators of playful learning. Playful learning occurs when a learner is 1. Leading learning, exercising choice, ownership, empowerment, and autonomy regarding their learning. 2. Exploring the unknown, experiencing wonder, curiosity, and learning that is meaningful. 3. Finding joy, experiencing feelings of delight and enjoyment. These findings are represented in the Cross-Cultural Indicators of Playful Learning. You can see a figure in the show notes or in the book. In the figure, playful learning is in the center. When all three indicators are present, playful learning is likely occurring. The cross-cultural indicators are the result of research that began in Denmark, then continued in South Africa, the United States, and Colombia. We reviewed the literature on play and learning, observed in classrooms, and interviewed teachers, school leaders, and students to co-create models that describe what playful learning looks and feels like in each context. We then conducted a meta-review, looking for similarities and differences across the four research sites, revisiting and reanalyzing the data, and getting feedback from educators involved in creating the original models, resulted in the cross-cultural indicators. You can see Appendix A in the book for detailed information about our research methods. In the show notes, Figure 3.3 shares the playful learning indicators from the International School of Billund in Denmark, 3 schools in Johannesburg, South Africa, 6 schools in Boston, Massachusetts, in the United States, and 5 schools in Bogota, Colombia. Each set of indicators is based on specific markers that provide more detail about what playful learning looks and feels like. We differentiate between what playful learning feels and looks like because what is playful for one person isn't necessarily playful for another. Thus, the markers include both behaviors and feelings. For example, for teachers at ISB, the International School of Billund, wonder includes the markers engagement, fascination, and surprise. Those are some feels-like markers. And risk-taking, pretending, and asking questions, looks-like markers. You can find the 4 sets of indicators from each of those contexts, with the markers included, in Appendix A. We do not claim that the cross-cultural indicators are universal. Rather, they synthesize commonalities across 4 cultural contexts. Next, we unpack the 3 cross-cultural indicators of playful learning: leading learning, exploring the unknown, and finding joy. Leading learning. In play, players are in charge. They choose what to play, whom to play with, and how long to play. They experience agency. Learners' leading learning is a key element of playful learning, described by educators and students in Denmark, South Africa, the United States, and Colombia as choice, ownership, empowering, and autonomy, respectively. Bringing learning through play into schools is complicated because the learning goals educators have for students can seem at odds with learner agency. Remember the paradoxes between play and school? Yet students' leading learning and adult goals for learning can coexist. The feeling of leading learning was articulated by Tadiswa in the first picture of practice, debating the nature of facts, when she describes the creatures she and her classmates created. She says, "They are ours." Ella conveys a similar feeling when she says, "You were in charge," about her experience during the student-composed schedule. Learners' leading learning can look like students creating an imaginary creature that has, as Tadiswa explained, quote, "that little touch," unquote. Or middle schoolers at ISB building a cozy place to study and naming it Versailles. It can look like a 5-year-old declaring, "I can teach them," when his teachers ask if young children can learn certain rules. You'll read about this in the "Too Many Rules on the Playground" picture of practice. When students are leading learning, children and educators in the 4 research sites describe feelings that include commitment, confidence, courage, freedom, intrinsic motivation, pride, responsibility. Educators in these same contexts use words like the following to describe what leading learning looks like: asking for help, collaborating, discussing and debating, leadership, moving around, making or co-constructing rules, negotiating, setting goals, and voicing opinions. From kindergarten to high school, supporting learners' leading learning is key to cultivating lifelong learners. Helping learners gain the confidence and courage to ask for help, set goals, and voice opinions are all central to playful learning. Exploring the unknown. A key ingredient of play is uncertainty, not knowing what will happen when the dice are tossed, which way a ball will bounce, what will happen when children begin acting out pretend scenarios, or who will win a pickup soccer game. Players try things out and investigate because they do not know what will happen and because it matters to them. Exploring the unknown is a central part of playful learning, described as wonder, curiosity, meaningful, and curiosity in Denmark, South Africa, the US, and Colombia, respectively. Exploring the unknown is the backdrop for the student-composed schedule experiment at ISB. In discussing the experiment beforehand, students express excitement and apprehension. Amit's comment that, frankly, it's a gamble, captures the feeling of the group as it embarked on exploring the unknown. In reflecting on investigating policing in a picture of practice you will read next, Jibra highlights the importance of explorations feeling meaningful. She notes, quote, "I know a lot of times with students it's like, when am I ever going to use this in real life? This is real life." End quote. Exploring the unknown can look like students going off to read the dictionary to find out more about the definition of facts. It can look like the fourth graders in Bogota creating a survey to discover food preferences of potential restaurant patrons in order to determine a secret ingredient to use in recipes. Students and educators describe the feeling of exploring the unknown with words like engagement, fascination, focus, inspiration, interest, purpose, and surprise. Educators use words like the following to describe what exploring the unknown looks like: asking questions, creating or creativity, experimenting, imagination, iteration, huddling, pretending, reflection, reflecting on or learning from mistakes, and risk-taking. Educators often strive to make school predictable, with clear learning goals, discrete lessons, and rubrics for success. Some predictability is needed to support learning. At the same time, education needs to prepare students for a world that is increasingly unpredictable. In play, children iterate and adapt, a major reason why exploring the unknown is a central part of playful learning. Finding joy. Joy is a key element that connects play and learning. Joy promotes motivation and interest. Educators and students in the four research sites see finding joy as central to playful learning, describing it as delight, enjoyment, joyful, and joy. As noted at the start of this chapter, fun is often educators' first association with playful learning, and fun is certainly part of joy. As Tadiswa shares regarding her experience creating the TikTok, quote, "It was all fun," end quote. Yet, finding joy is more than fun. Joy is a complex phenomenon, often the result of challenge and struggle. As Sydney Chaffee, a ninth grade teacher at Codman Academy in the United States, explains, quote, "Joy can come from being recognized. Joy can come from having fun. There is joy in discovery, and there is joy in having an idea. There is joy in being part of the learning community." End quote. Many of the photographs of students in this book illustrate what students finding joy in their learning looks like. If you return to the introduction, you'll see students smiling, celebrating, and working through challenges. Students and educators describe the feeling of finding joy as anticipation, belonging, challenge, excitement, figuring it out, happiness, fun, satisfaction, safety, and trust. Educators use words like the following to explain what finding joy looks like. Buzz of activity, camaraderie, friendship, celebrating, hygge, which is a Danish word for coziness, competition, ludica, the Spanish word for joy, silliness, joking, singing, smiling, laughter, working through a challenge. The link between working through a challenge and the feelings of satisfaction and joy merits explanation. Playful learning can encompass a wide range of activities, including those that address emotionally difficult issues and would not be considered fun. The pictures of practice show children undertaking challenges appropriate to their age. For 5-year-olds, this can involve co-creating rules with their teachers to keep everyone safe. See the too many rules on the playground. For 10-year-olds, it can involve creating a restaurant, an endeavor that Uma initially thought was impossible, but then felt pride when, quote, we did it, end quote. See creating a restaurant. For 18-year-olds, this can involve investigating the very real and important question of racial bias. See investigating policing. In all these situations, playful learning creates a space where children and young people can explore, experiment, and learn about complex and pressing topics. In our efforts to describe playful learning, we do not want to create the impression that leading learning, exploring the unknown, and finding joy are unrelated. For example, students leading learning can create the conditions where students feel empowered to explore the unknown. Finding satisfying answers in such explorations can result in joy. Similarly, it seems likely that in a school where students regularly find joy in learning, they will be more likely to take the risks involved in leading learning and exploring the unknown. Variations among cultures. In addition to similarities, we also found variations in what playful learning looks and feels like across the 4 research sites. The analogy of soup helps explain the nature of these variations, along with the commonalities expressed in the cross-cultural indicators. Soup is common in cuisines all over the world. Yet, soup is also context-specific. The type of liquid base used, as well as the kinds of solid food added, are different from culture to culture, region to region, and recipe to recipe. It is impossible to make soup without ingredients and cooking methods rooted in natural environments and cultural practices. Yet the generalized concept of soup is well understood. Likewise, playful learning is common to learning experiences all over the world. Yet what it looks like and how it's experienced differs from culture to culture. Some of these variations across contexts are reflected in language choices. For example, in describing learners leading learning, educators and students in Denmark, South Africa, the United States, and Colombia use 4 different terms, respectively: choice, ownership, empowering, and autonomy. Other differences reflect cultural goals and values. 1. In Denmark, where education is seen as central to maintaining democratic traditions in communities and government, making and changing rules, choosing collaborators, and choosing how long to work or play are often part of leading learning. 2. In South Africa, the philosophy of Ubuntu, often explained as, quote, I am through others, end quote, underlies all 3 indicators. The support of other people makes leading learning, exploring the unknown, and finding joy possible. 3. In the U.S., exploring the unknown, involving curiosity, focus, and imagining, requires learning experiences that are meaningful, connected to family, personal interests, and or imagining a more just future. 4. In Colombia, where educators see part of their role as supporting young people learning to live together to help the country heal from a decades-long civil war, finding joy includes affection and camaraderie. This does not mean that these qualities are excluded from other contexts, just that they are emphasized by educators in one of those contexts. A word on teaching that supports playful learning. Teachers play a central role in shaping children's learning experiences. And while we hope you now have a good understanding of what playful learning entails, you might be asking, what does it mean to teach in a way that supports playful learning? As we move to considering how to promote playful learning, this is a good question to ask. Based on interviews and interactions with educators throughout our research process, we have a preliminary answer. Our hypothesis is that teaching that supports playful learning roughly aligns with the cross-cultural indicators just presented. Teachers who support playful learning lead their own teaching and learning. They are intentional in navigating the paradoxes between play and school, having well-defined learning goals for their students, and clear reasons to deploy play. They explore new terrain with their students based on spontaneous ideas and questions that come up in class. These educators explore the unknown. They are curious, always learning alongside their students. They are flexible, comfortable with ambiguity, and embracing the unknown. They recognize that there is more than one way to teach, play, learn, and understand. They are imaginative and introduce creativity into the classroom in service of learning. Teachers supporting playful learning also find joy in their work. They trust and are trusted by their learners and colleagues, showing affection and respect and creating a sense of belonging for all members of the school community. They bring a positive energy to the classroom and staff room. Their joy is contagious. The teachers in the pictures of practice embody this way of teaching. Immediately following this chapter, you will meet Kabazwani Chezi and Netombefuthi Chiolani from the Esekasini Primary School in South Africa. With their colleagues, Kabazwani and Netombefuthi intentionally experiment with new ideas and practices to bring playful learning to their students and fill their classrooms with joy. And now, you have our answer to the second research question. Playful learning looks and feels like learners leading learning, exploring the unknown, and finding joy in learning. Sharing an understanding of playful learning can ground conversations about incorporating a playful pedagogy into your classroom and school. The cross-cultural indicators provide a starting point to develop this shared understanding. Or, if they resonate with your context, the indicator models that can be found in Appendix A from Denmark, South Africa, the United States, or Colombia can serve the same purpose in developing your community's definition of playful learning. If you want to develop your own indicators, see the Playful Learning Indicator Research Guide in the toolbox at the end of the book. The answer to what playful learning looks and feels like naturally leads to our third research question. How can educators promote playful learning? We address this question in the next two chapters. In Chapter 4, we explain how educators can support playful learning in the classroom through playful teaching moves. In Chapter 5, we discuss how school leaders can create school-wide cultures of playful learning through practices, policies, and routines.